Today's scripture is 1 John chapter 4, verse 11 to 12.
제가 봉독하겠습니다.
Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending their service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences. This is the 41st session of lecture on 1 John. In the previous session, I had to stop while talking about how God's love is manifested in us based on chapter 4, verse 10. Chapter 4, verse 10 says, "In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." We used to stand against God and distanced ourselves from Him while we were living in sins. To stand against God is not just to curse God, but not to obey His commandments is to stand against God. To save such sinners, God gave His only begotten Son, who was blameless. Sinners cannot meet, communicate with, or receive an answer from the Holy God. So today, it's very rare to find anybody who is communicating with God. And if anybody says he communicates with God, they say he's a heretical. Because they themselves, they don't have any communication with God. And if somebody says, I communicate with God, they think it's strange and they think it's a lie. But the Bible clearly, we see that in the Bible, blessed is the pure in heart, for they will see God. They cannot see God because their heart is not pure. If your heart is pure, you are blessed because you can see God. Obviously, you will hear His voice. You will communicate with God. This is normal. And not being able to do that is abnormal. So sinners cannot meet, communicate with, or receive an answer from the Holy God. They cannot love God first either. As there are many men of spirit, the whole mood of the church is changed. Evil is going away more and more, and there are more who communicate with God, so the tithes increase and there are many testimonies of blessings. They receive answers. And even by dreams, visions, or voices in many ways. And I appear in your dreams for so many of you, bringing you many answers. And those who haven't received the answer, it's not that I don't want to appear in your dream, but you don't really love the shepherd in your heart. I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. So those who love God and the Lord and the shepherd, obviously I will appear in your dreams. But you don't really love me, which means you love the world. It means you don't love God. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. So I cannot appear. It's not that I don't want to appear or I want to discriminate anybody. The one in the leader of the police mission, he is in spirit, and as he went into spirit, there are many blessings. So if you go into spirit, you do receive many blessings. There is a pouring down of blessing. So they cannot love God first either. But God first loved us and forgave us of our sins through the blood of His only begotten Son. In doing so, God made peace between Himself and us so that we can love God now. Peace was broken because of sins. We couldn't communicate with Him because of sins. And the Lord redeemed us from sins, so we can be forgiven by faith. And with faith, we begin to cast away sins. So this way, peace was made between Him, God and us. So now we can love God too. So those who begin to love God, they can say, "I love you, God." Then will God say, He doesn't say, "Oh, you're not in spirit yet, and do you love me?" Because you are trying to go into spirit. You are trying to resemble God. But you don't do that. You don't cast away the world and you live in sins and you say, "I love you, God," and it is a lie. That's why God doesn't hear. But if you live by the word and you are going into spirit, but even though you are not in spirit yet, you can, it is the evidence that you love God. So you can say, those people can say they love God, "I miss you, Father." Then Father will answer your prayers. We can receive salvation answers from God and blessings too. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we must never forget this fact. We must not forget, even for a moment, that the precious Son of God died for sinners like us. And once I learned this fact, when I was a new believer, I just spent all my time, all my days with tears. Reading the four Gospels, it takes a long time since I was a new believer. Even after I graduated from the theological college and I opened the church, I spent all days with tears, especially reading the four Gospels and listening to the sermons or preaching. When I thought about the love of the Lord, the earnest love of the Father, desiring to gain true children, He had to be in so much agony because the human beings, they curse God so much. If there is anything wrong, they put all the blame on God. Sometimes they point their fingers towards heaven. Jesus suffered the pain of death in place of us who had been destined to fall into the fire of hell. Nowadays, on GCN, Pastor Hee-sun Lee, there are Pastor Hee-sun Lee's sermons about hell, lower grave. Even though I know all of them, I watch them again and again. Every time it is played, I am blessed. Of course, I know the contents, but I watch them again. Because of sinners like us, the body of the innocent Son of God was scourged to the extent that His bones were exposed. He loved us to the point that His hands and feet were nailed through, and until He eventually shed all His water and blood and died. The grace of buying our lives through His blood must be engraved in our hearts, whether we are asleep or awake, and whether we live or die. And you don't listen to the message of the cross just once or twice. And also every Easter and every Christmas, you hear about the love of the Lord. Also in every Holy Communion. So it must have been engraved deep in your heart. The gratitude for Jesus Christ, the cross of the Lord, and the love of God who saved us must flow out from our hearts. The profession of our gratitude must come out because we are so overwhelmed by God's love. If we do not feel this love, even though we think about the sufferings of the cross, we must realize how hardened our hearts are. If we do not have fullness of emotions, even when we think of the cross of Jesus and sing the love of the Father God, we have to know we have a hardened heart and repent about it. There was a... girl who was born in 6 years of marriage, and his daughter was singing on the altar. His dad was shedding tears before me, and I saw him for the first time shed tears. And he was thankful, and he became emotional because his daughter was singing on the stage. But he is thankful even for that. And if we know about the love of the Father God and the Lord so much, and how can we do the things to crucify the Lord all over again? Students, it's unacceptable, right? Young people, too, choir members, this orchestra. Same all with the men's and women's mission and Levites and elders. It's all the same. Last Friday, there was a family whose daughter had a leukemia, and all family members, they wrote repentance letters, and they were repenting with all their heart. So reading the repentance letter, I can feel whether it's heartfelt repentance or they are just doing it. And mom and dad and daughter, they were repenting, and in my heart I was moved. So they were repenting thoroughly. So I wanted to pray for her, pray for them. And thankfully, when I came down from the mountain, they asked for a meeting with me, and so I could, they had a chance to receive my prayer. And I had a little talk. So in their heart was good, but because of some things that they learned in a wrong way, and because of some things in the between the husband and wife, the father is so self-righteous. The senior pastor taught us this way, and why don't you do this? And the wife and the daughter, and they were kind of, but I didn't teach only that. I also taught the husband to love the wife as his body. And who will maltreat his own body? You have to serve each other. It is not the only one side that serves the other. Both of you have to serve each other. That is a spiritual love. So you could have a peaceful family, but the father was kind of demanding to be served. And the father realized, the husband realized, in the last summer retreat, maybe after watching overseas crusade, he realized that who his shepherd was, and he repented thoroughly. again and again. And so he humbled himself. With a humbled heart, all three of them came to receive my prayer. So I was thankful that the God would work. And I prayed for them on Friday. And I heard from the parents' pastor. After receiving the prayer, she walked. She began to walk. And this daughter was praising God on her feet. Her back was straightened. The pain was gone. And they repented again and again. So the Father God had the mercy. So when you think of the love of the Father God and the Lord, and he doesn't feel anything about it, so his heart is so hardened. There are a few. I'm not saying you should be disheartened, thinking you do not feel such thankful emotions for God's grace because your heart is evil. It means you have to more earnestly long to feel the love of God and actually realize it more deeply. God gave us His love first, but we cannot realize it because we are evil. Those who tell a lie, those who are lying, they think others are lying too, even though they are truthful. They just assume presumptuously. They assume others are lying too because because he is a liar. Because they are evil, they can't feel the love of the Father God and the love of the Lord who became our sacrifice, who sacrificed himself. Dear brothers and sisters, sometimes some people have questions like the following. Will God still love a person like me who has been living in the darkness of the world so much? Will God know a person like me who is not important at all? And in your letters too. Will Senior Pastor know me? My spirit in me is also Senior Pastor. In my physically, I may not know your face or your name, but my spirit knows, and that is why I've never checked where your house is, but in your dream, I appear in your dream. Will God know a person like me who is not important at all? Will the great God hear the prayer of such a lowly person as I? He won't. What kind of prayer will he hear? He who is sinless, he who is trying to live by the word, he who knows the grace and love of the Father God otherwise. They don't believe, they don't want to believe. And how can God hear their prayers? You should at least know by knowledge, so you try to believe, and you have to try to pray with faith, even though you are not in spirit. You cannot, while you are not in spirit, you can not pray completely in spirit, but with your knowledge, your prayer can be deepened, increasingly more deepened, so eventually you will be able to pray in spirit. Isn't it kind of embarrassing to pray to God about such trivial matters? You Manmin members are more than able to answer such questions, aren't you? We live in such filthy sins, but God truly loves us. And he gave away his only begotten Son to the cross to prove that fact. Also, God is so great, but at the same time, he is very delicate and kind. The love of God is so delicate and kind. Even though we are just small creatures, he counts even the hairs on our head, and he gives answers to the smallest desire of little children. Just the one hair of your head, on your head, God counts all of them. How can he count all of them? If you have this kind of thought, it is something foolish. God is almighty and he is omniscient and omnipotent. Just by what was mentioned in the Friday online service and this morning, you can see that God knows everything, even in the future. And even about that pastor was not even in spirit, that pastor in Japan. He knew when exactly six and third level, 38th percentile. It was given, the dream was given in January. And it is given last week. And it's exact. The dream given in January and the measure he received last week is the same. Exact. And he knows about 6 months later. Of course, 100 years ago, he knew. He knew who is going to be born and who is going to come to this mommy church. How does he know everything? And to get into all those things, you have to understand the spiritual realm in so much more depth so that you can understand God's greatness, almightiness. And you can, you have to understand the depth of God's power. Now, right now, you can't understand. Even though you hear that between first and second floor of the castle of the shepherd is so good, you can't really understand it. That is not even, even with the pictures, it is not even 100th or 1,000th. There are no such lights here. There are no brilliance here. And we try to describe it to the best we can with the words and things of this world. But in heaven, when you see it, actually, when you actually see it, your jaw will drop and you won't be able to close it. You'll be so amazed because it'll be so beautiful and brilliant. God once told me, when he was explaining to me about the heaven, when the doors are opened in New Jerusalem, when you see before you go in, when you see New Jerusalem out from outside, when the gates are open, your jaws will drop and you won't be able to close it. You know, while living on this earth, we will imagine, I will imagine all the beautiful things, the best beautiful things, the most beautiful things, but no matter how much we imagine, it cannot compare to the beauty of Heavenly Kingdom, New Jerusalem. And when we actually see it, God said, I won't be able to close my mouth. Even though we are just small creatures, he counts even the hairs on our head, and he gives answers to the smallest desire of little children. Even though our faith might be weak yet, he kindly answers us and lets us experience his love, as long as we ask him truthfully, believing in his love. Furthermore, for those who have cast off sins and evil, become sanctified and recovered the lost image of God, they can feel the great love of God in their lives. So once you recover the lost image of God, you'll be so happy all the time. Some people, there is a person who is in the middle stage of a fourth level who is full of worries and concerns, and it is all useless. God is not delighted with that. That is why you have to be rejoicing 100%, but your joy is only 90%. Because you are worrying about unnecessary things. Because it is, because your trust in God is very weak. You can just believe in God and just go ahead. You have to look at everything with faith, but you don't. Because you don't, you are disappointing God in a way. So that's why you have only 80 or 90% of joy in you. Zephaniah 3:17 says, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in His love. He will rejoice over you with the shouts of joy." As said, God lets them dwell in God's love all the time because He exults over them with joy. And once you know and feel this love of the Father, all things in the world become meaningless before the love of the Father. That's why you can't hate anybody. Even though that person is worthy to be put to death, you cannot hate that person because you think he is a child of God and flock. You can't hate anybody. Even though they are so evil, even though they commit so many sins, you first love them. And you always think about how to save them. And you can never have any evil thoughts. Like, what should I do? How can I punish this person? Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, even physically, after a father gains his children, he takes the responsibility of raising them until they become fully grown adults. He would not just leave them saying, "You have been given birth and I've done enough, you are on your own from now." The same goes for the Father God too. After creating man in His own image, He did not just leave us be. He prepared everything that was needed for us to come forth as His true children. At each generation, He sent prophets or men of God to deliver His heart to people. He showed signs and wonders to them so they could have faith. He gave them the commandments, taught them the truth and the will of God, and then He helped them live by His will. The Father did all He could do. Also, when the time came, He sent Jesus to open the way for them to be saved. Even before Jesus came, God sent His men, prophets, to give the prophecy as to how Jesus would come. He'd be conceived by the Holy Spirit in the Virgin. And in Bethlehem, you'd be born in Bethlehem. And so people could wait for that moment. And when the moment came, those who contemplated on these facts, they would accept. Without knowing at all, they couldn't accept. So, God let them know beforehand. But because people were evil, they ignored all these words. So God chose good people to continue the will of God, to carry on the will of God. Why wouldn't there be good people in Israel? Why did God use three magi from the east? They were really good-hearted. That's why God worked through these three magi. Even after the Lord's resurrection and ascension into heaven, He did not leave us like orphans, but sent to us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit always dwells in us, gently teaching us the heart and will of God and giving us the strength to live by God's will. When God's children depart from the truth, He accepts Satan's accusations so that they can have a chance to turn from their wrong ways. So, will there have to be Satan or not? There has to be accusations of Satan. Otherwise, after committing sins, nobody will turn. Everybody will keep on committing sins. They will keep on committing sins, and they will eventually fall into hell. Because of the accusations of Satan, they can turn from their ways. Without the accusation, they can just deliberately, they just go on sinning and eventually fall to hell. So God wanted true children, and that is why there had to be the betrayal of Lucifer. Because Satan was needed, demons were needed, dragons and everything was needed for the purpose of human cultivation. Because the Satan's world also has to have an order. There has to be leaders, assistant leader, and other directors, and they have to have their order. Not only about God's kingdom. So God's kingdom has an order too. Also, even in this world, people are, we have our own countries, presidents or kings or prime ministers. Also, in families, we have the father, the children. Allowing Satan's accusations does not mean he turns his face away from them with hatred. He looks at them with concern, hoping they would change. Also, every time they ask with faith, he answers them and lets them experience the power of the Holy Spirit. All these things are the love of God, who takes the responsibility for our lives. He did not just create us. He did not just send a Savior. Just like parents raise their children, He prepares with us all the things that are needed for the human cultivation and involves Himself in our lives delicately with His love. And this intervention is out of love. He intervenes in our lives because He loves us. He points out our mistakes. He advises us. He advises us because of His love. Romans 8:32 says, "He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him over for us all, how will He not also with Him freely give us all things?" When you believe this love and rely on it, and when you obey the will of God, He delicately takes care of every affair of your life. Who on this earth can exceed the love of God? He gave us His only begotten Son. He did not spare His blameless, spotless Son of God, but delivered Him over for us all to the cross. And you parents who have children, who can sacrifice? I mean, who can imitate the love of God? God gave us this kind of a tremendous love. He sacrificed His only begotten Son.
오직 아멘만 천상에서도 오직 아멘만 하신.
And he was such a lovely son. He was only yes and amen, even in heaven. And God had to send his such a lovely son to this heinous people to be crucified. And this love is given for us, for you and me. And I put an emphasis on this again and again. And isn't your heart moved at all? Isn't your heart touched at all? Is it touched or not? Is it touched? Or it's not really coming to your heart? Maybe I feel something, but I don't really feel it. If you don't feel anything, it's a problem. I explained so many times, and it is true, and the history proves that it is a fact. So he who did not spare his own son but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? When you believe this love and rely on it, and when you obey the will of God, he delicately takes care of every affair of your life. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will more abundantly experience the love of God who gives everything to us without sparing, so that your life will be filled with testimonies. So I will stop here. Dear brothers and sisters, let us feel and know more deeply the love of God. And let us be observed, soaked by the love of God, love of the Father. And how happy. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Heavenly Father, I thank you. Let this message become life and faith. And let us feel and realize this amazing, unimaginable, deep, and great love of God. If we love God, how can we love the world? How can we look at the world? God hates it so much. And you want to, it is to lead us to heavenly kingdom. It is to stop us from being praise of Satan, but to make us live in the light and to receive blessings and to give glory to the Father God. And Father, thank you. Let us realize the love of the Father God deeply. Lord, thank you. Father, lay your hands on sick parts. All enemy, devil, and Satan, go away. Darkness, go away. Light, come. From head to toe, all internal cells and nerves and tissues, burn, go away. Light, come. Father, let the eyes see well, ears hear well. And let all the teeth and the everything in the mouth be healthy. All the internal organs, let them be healthy. All infirmities go away. Be filled by the fullness of the Holy Spirit. All skin diseases go away. Atopic dermatitis go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be healthy. Light come. Father God, thank you. High and low blood pressure, diabetes, cancers, third stage, last stage, metastasized cancers, all diseases go away. Germs and viruses go away. Pains go away. Leg injuries, broken bones, be healed, be fixed correctly so that there won't be any problem with walking. Father, thank you. There are prayer requests from Singapore, missionary Wang Pingping from June 10th to 16th. That's many people come in contact with the Holiness Gospel through Singapore Book Fair, and let there be many book distribution companies. And let her find a good worker in Manmin Resource Center. Father, bless her. Pastor Joseph Han from India, he will lead a handkerchief crusade and pastor's conference from June 9th to 10th in Madurai Mami Church. Be fill him with the Holy Spirit. Pastor Kyung Tae Jung of Japan will have a handkerchief crusade in Tabata Mami Church of Tokyo on June 15th. Be with him. missionary Daewon Kang of France. He'll lead a handkerchief crusade in France Mami Church on June 14th and 15th. Be with him. Pastor Inja Kim in Philippines, let her visa be extended so that she can attend leadership conference. Jeon Jae-mei, let her have easy delivery. Liu Kui-win, heart disease, heart, high blood pressure, be healed. Jung Dong-feng, diabetes, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed, light come. Jang Si, after effects of surgery of the intestines, be healed. Ringing in the ear, be healed. Holy thing, leukemia and ringing in the ear, be healed. Go show in kidney problem and heart disease, go away, be healed. Father God, there's a prayer request from In Victory and TBR in Russia. Answer to their prayers. Lord, thank you. Father, thank you. All the protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen.